Jones, this is George Bush, the President of the United States, and I've heard many things that you have, you know, been saying on the internet and other various you know, mediums that are out there. I understand you have problems with you know, the government, and you believe in that. Many you know, conspiracies. But I believe that we can work this out. If you will, you know, take my phone call, we can speak about this stuff. We will work this out. You know, it's diplomacy. You know, diplomatic diplomacy is the way to go. And if the two of us can work this out, and I mean, and I think we can, we will. We'll definitely have it worked out then. All right. Well, we will. We'll try it back. You know, if you need to keep doing what you're doing, do it. But, okay.
John, Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That was Frank Caliendo about a year and a half ago on the Man Cow Show, calling into my home answering machine. He's scheduled to join us coming up. Then Tex Mars in studio. And Webster Tarpley in the last hour today. So that is the broadcast we have lined up for you. A lot of key financial news, geopolitical news happening around the world as well. But back when I got that call from Frank Caliendo, playing the part of George Bush. I actually got another one later, but we never even put it on the air. I told people I thought it was Frank Caliendo, and a few weeks later, when I was back on the Man Cow Show, both of them called me, and I was on air with them, and they said, yeah, your guesstimation was correct. It was Frank Caliendo. And so a lot of people still think on the internet that that's really George Bush. There's hundreds of thousands of views, several videos. One of them's got about 250,000. Another one has about 100,000 views just on YouTube alone, with these huge debates raging and people thinking that George Bush really called me and that I'm somehow in league with George Bush. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's Frank Caliendo, who hosts multiple TV shows, currently has one on CBS and TBS, and be on the show coming up here in just a little while. We'll also have open phones today on any issue that you would like to discuss. I'll open the phones up a little bit later. I'm going to be taking calls right now. On a more serious note, nuclear incident would make 9/11 insignificant, Nuclear Commission says. John, did you just say something to me? Oh, okay, good. I didn't hear you there. So we'll be covering that. Nuclear incident would make 9/11 insignificant. That's what a global commission on nukes is saying. But right now, let's go ahead and go to the guy who is, well, pretty much the hottest comedian in the United States right now, Frank Caliendo, starting another TV show tonight. Frank, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, glad to talk to you.
You bet. You know, a lot of people still think that George Bush really called me.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. Are you going to miss Bush leaving office?
Yeah, I think in some ways, you know, but the, I mean, I don't think people are going to forget him. So I think that there's definitely a legacy in many ways. I mean, listen, it's interesting. Some people love the president. There's a lot of people that don't. And he's a two-term president. So I think the one-term presidents get forgotten pretty quickly. Two-term presidents usually have a scandal or two. So and people, you know, people tend to blame a president, even though there's things that are outside of that president's realm of blame sometimes. But I think that, you know, I think people will definitely know. I am working on the, you know, the McCain and Obama, and more recently I've started working on Obama pretty hard.
Yeah, you're one of the most prolific, if not the most prolific, imitators, or somebody who can, you know, basically copy to a T. What's your favorite impersonation right now?
Charles Barkley, because I can call somebody a knucklehead and they don't complain about it.
Give us a Charles Barkley.
See, that guy's a knucklehead. That's what I'm talking about. He's a terrible, terrible, really bad knucklehead. And it's he kind of speaks the truth, the real Charles Barkley. So what I do is I make him a little bit crazy and talk from that perspective. You know, I got followed in by a couple of leprechauns today. Let me tell you something. If you're ever at the end of the rainbow, run with that pot of gold, because those leprechauns will not get rid of you. It's terrible.
Have you ever seen that TV newscast where the people really think there's a leprechaun?
No.
Yeah, just Google leprechaun on the news, and there's people going, I think there's a leprechaun. There he is in the tree. What about a George Bush imitation? Since he's leaving office here, can you tell us how George Bush is feeling about the economy and the whole police state he set up?
Well, I think it's difficult. I mean, I think you're talking about the Patriot Act and whatnot that we're talking about there. We need to know what's going on. We need to understand what's happening in this world, and we need to know what's going on behind closed walls or doors or whatever they're closed. So the next thing is this bailout. And I think we have to do it. I think we have to understand that something that's a necessary necessity of necessity-ness or something.
Well, you're the decider. Have you heard that some people think 9/11 is an inside job, that you did it, Mr. President?
Well, I've heard that. I think that's a... Charles, what do you think that is? I think that's a bunch of knuckleheads. Even Charles Barkley thinks that's crazy. But, people can think what they want to think. I'm willing to be hated to protect this country.
Where were the WMDs, Mr. President?
Well, they're invisible. That's what we found out. They're invisible. They're under a scary thing called the cloak of invisibility. They're there. You just can't see them. Like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Mr. President, this Frank Caliendo, he's able to really mimic your mannerisms and your speech patterns. And your tone. He's starting another big TV show tonight. Are you going to be tuning into that? And can you tell us what time it's on?
I believe it's 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, Frank TV on TBS. Unless, of course, I've got some bad misinformation. That's happened before. But I think it's going to be pretty good. This Catty Adondo fella can joke up a cake with the best of them. Got two new guys, a guy who's actually from Austin, Texas. Lived in Houston for a while, Mike McRae. And then there's Freddie Lockhart, who does a great job from Phoenix, Arizona. And these guys, they're like a troop of troopers, or troop of troopers. Not like Koopa Troopers, which are from Super Mario Brothers.
Hold on just a second, Mr. President. We've only got a few minutes left with you, and we're coming back to a couple stations. Here we go.
Command center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've only got him for a few minutes. President George W. Bush is here. He's very upset about Frank TV and Frank Caliendo imitating him. Mr. President, is this identity theft to have Frank Caliendo being able to impersonate you to a T, sir?
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but I'm glad you brought it up. I think he's okay. I think he's all right. He says silly things, and I don't really say silly things, so I think people will know what the difference is.
But you're the decider. Should he be allowed to imitate you?
I'm the decider, and these are the decider house rules. That's what this is about, Alex. AJ, if you will. I think everything's going to be fine. I think I'll lay low on this one and ride it out. I'm getting pretty tired of this running the earth stuff.
Do you think you're going to go down in history as the greatest president ever? Because you said in a press conference that in history we'll all be dead. Or are you just not worried about it?
Well, I think I've done a good job. I think I tried my best. I think there's a lot of evildoers out there trying to get us, and I think we stopped them.
Well, in closing, Mr. President, can you put Frank Caliendo back on the line? Because I heard he was at the White House with you today, trying to learn how to be a great leader.
Yeah, let me put him on. He took a nap here. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Frank, why are you hanging around with President Bush?
I just thought it would be cool. I mean, I met Karl Rove a couple of weeks ago. He introduced me to him. It was great.
I mean, is it true that you've been basically been hired on the side to do basically fake phone calls to foreign leaders when President Bush is taking his three-hour naps?
No, that's not true, but thank you for starting the rumor.
Hey, to be serious, you know, people on the Internet, just from those calls you made to my answer machine with Mancow, they really think George Bush called me, and now they think I'm in league with him.
That's your audience.
No, that's my audience, though. This is Frank Galindo. It's people
your audience
on YouTube.
You got to be careful with being too truthful to your own audience, Alex.
So, all right, Frank Galindo again. Tell us about the new TV show tonight.
Frank TV on at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. You know, we start out with W came out this weekend. By the way, on my website, if you want to take a look, there's frankgalindo.com. Josh Brolin and Oliver Stone talking about watching me to learn how to do the W for the W movie.
You know, I saw that film. Brolin does an uncanny George Bush.
Yeah, and apparently he watched me for some of it to learn how to do it. So it's great that, you know, these guys know who I am. I thought that was pretty
Frank
cool.
FrankCaliendo.com, TBS Nationwide tonight, but showing different time zones. The final question here is, what is your... You're saying your favorite one is Charles Barkley. How did you get into imitating people?
I just always had a little bit of a knack for it as a kid growing up my entire life. I'd do impressions of friends and stuff, watching Living Color, Saturday Night Live, and do those impressions. And I figured out, you know, I went to school for broadcast journalism and thought, hey, why not take a chance at this? I didn't really like interviewing people, so I didn't want to be a newscaster or anything like that. So I thought, hey, try this, and it worked out.
Did you know who I was whenever Mancow got you to call my home answering machine?
No, I did not at the time.
Okay. Oh, and you probably still don't, do you?
I'm still learning.
Okay. Well, I'm actually the real George Bush, and that's just a clone they have up there in Washington. Hey, Frank Caliendo, thanks for the time, and I hope to get you back up on the show.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Take care. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's what I figured, Mancow. I just told him to call up and say, hey, Mr. Jones, and that was amazing. And then he called in a second time. I should have saved that and put that on the air as well. You know, when we put it on air, we told people that it was obviously somebody prank calling me, and I predicted it was Frank Caliendo. I'd only seen him a few times on TV do the imitation, but it sounded like Frank Caliendo doing George Bush, and it turned out I was correct. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mystery completely solved. It was Frank Caliendo and Mancow that were doing that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have now spent about 12 minutes screwing around here on the show today. If people just tuned in and are wondering what I'm talking about the George Bush calls Alex Jones clip, that's what it's called on the web, I will play that for you one more time and get into all the serious news. Here it is.
Mr. Jones, this is George Bush, the President of the United States, and I've heard many things that you have, you know, been saying on the internet and other various mediums that are out there. I understand you have problems with the government, and you believe in that. Many conspiracies, but I believe that we can work this out. If you will take my phone call, we can speak about this stuff. We will work this out. You know, it's diplomacy, you know. Diplomatic diplomacy is the way to go. And if the two of us can work this out, and I think we can, we will we'll definitely have it worked out then. All right, well, we'll try it back. If you need to keep doing what you're doing, do it. But, okay.
You know, I said yesterday at the start of the show I was going to do a review of W, and since Frank Caliendo brought up the new Oliver Stone film, I'm going to go ahead and spend the rest of this segment critiquing W, and then I hope that one of my writers will take the points I make and put a little blurb up on the site with my review of it. I think it's a horrible whitewash and a rehabilitation of George W. Bush and his father, George Herbert Walker Bush. It makes George Herbert Walker Bush look like some type of humanitarian angel who was a great intellectual and did a great job in the first Gulf War and a wonderful humanitarian. It frames George W. Bush as a moron hillbilly Texan at the front, but who is lovable, kind of an idiot savant genius with campaigns. The real genius with Karl Rove, teaching him more than Rove taught him, teaching his father when he ran in 88 how to win. Just absolutely disgusting on that front. The WMDs in Iraq, it was all a mistake. They really believed that the WMDs were there. They're all very upset and depressed that they were wrong when it's come out that they premeditatedly said fix the intelligence, lie about it, in the White House memo and the Downing Street memo. George Bush thought they were there. He is a holy, rolling Christian, energized by a TV preacher in Texas, a backwoodsy type. He has a born-again conversion, which has been closely looked at and is not true. George Bush, of course, a member of Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, constantly partying, stumbling, drunk off Air Force One helicopter, Marine One, and Air Force One, the jet, routinely. I mean, really, all blame is heaped on Texans, and all blame is heaped on Christians. And I'm not even here as a Christian defending Christians. I mean, if I was an atheist, knowing who George Bush is, knowing the military-industrial complex and big banks and Carlyle Group, the controlling, I would come on air and, you know, say, well, as an atheist, if I wasn't even an atheist, I would say, you know, this is all blamed on Christians, and he's a backwoodsy, folksy guy that worked in the oil fields and thought he was doing the Lord's work, and that he prayed before each and every decision he made. Just totally made up from what we know. And he's also a real nice guy in the White House, not the vicious, mean person that it's been confirmed that he is. It also puts forward the lie that Bush actually ran things and that was even above Cheney. And so it's all to be blamed on him. The whole New World Order agenda, the loss of liberties, the freedoms, the torture. It makes the torture cute and funny and ripping fingernails out lovable. And, you know, he's just a funny guy who meant well and is a sports fan. And he made all the decisions. So now we can forget what government's done the last 8 years. There's no global elite. There's no technocracy that used him as a front. You know, now that's a chapter that's closed. And he's just a cute, funny, dog-like person. I left the movie and I asked my wife, I said, what image of him did you get? She said, an idiot savant who's like a lovable little dog. I was thinking the exact same words. I was thinking, idiot savant, lovable little dog. He's a dog-like mannerisms, you know, in the poster they use with him with his face down, you know, his chin down on the desk. She said exactly what I was thinking. So, I mean, it was just overwhelming. I went to see that Sunday night. He's all American. He's handsome. He's misunderstood. There's also this sixth scene where they kind of sell the American people on, well, they're terrorists, they have WMDs, and we need the oil, and don't we need the oil? Don't we want the money as Americans? So it's kind of like a sick inside deal with the American people, kind of like in on it. Don't you want the oil? And I was looking at people's faces in the theater. They were like smacking their lips and feeling powerful through it, like they were in on the decision-making process in their delusional world. So no discussion of Skull and Bones, though it shows fraternity life. No discussion of Bohemian Grove. The fable that, again, he was the leader and meant well and actually ran things. Just over and over again. And there's a scene with the guy playing Colin Powell where they make like God in the film, where he says, I'm paraphrasing because I wasn't writing notes in the theater. I should have. I just didn't think about doing it. Because it's advertised as something, you know, kind of discrediting Bush, and it doesn't. It's the totally opposite. Very sneaky. But they couldn't have just come in with a ham-fisted propaganda pro-New World Order, pro-Bush. But by doing this, it's a beautiful propaganda. There's a scene where Colin Powell says, well, we can have a New World Order or we can have global chaos. You know, a New World Order is one thing, what George Bush Sr. was setting up, he says, but this is global chaos. So, see, we need a New World Order, but George Bush has been going against that when he's actually been for it. So the New World Order is a good thing. They do mention Bush with Blair going, you know, we could fly a plane over and try to get Saddam to shoot it down. That's the one thing that's accurate. And then when we get back, I'll tell you from some Hollywood insiders. I've been told by two separate Hollywood insiders separately. One who knows Oliver Stone, one that knows him well. And I'll tell you what separately I was told 2 years ago about Flight 93 and why he was doing that. And then a few months ago, I was told about this W move. So I'll give you the inside scoop when we get back.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
We are back live with my radio review of W with Josh Brolin. And look, I have no desire to bash Josh Brolin. His dad is a 9/11 truther, James Brolin, famous actor, award-winning actor of movies and TV in his own right, and stage. And I had a chance to meet Josh Brolin at the DNC at a Ralph Nader event. He was with Sean Penn. He's very talented, did a great job. I would say that he does the best job, and after that, the lady that plays, the Condoleezza Rice, it's just unbelievably spot on. Unbelievable character acting. But, and I want to like Oliver Stone. I mean, his JFK is definitive. It's accurate. It's just a wonderful film. But I remember about 2 years ago being out in Los Angeles with a couple of big directors, and there were several well-known movie stars there. And we were having a big discussion around dinner about why is he making this Flight 93 movie, because the reviews were coming out that it was a pro-official story, when it's well-known that Oliver Stone knows what the government's up to. I mean, he made JFK. And it was basically, well, he hadn't had a hit in a while, and he's afraid of not having a hit. And he's had a lot of drug convictions, and it's well known that if you're anti-establishment and have you know, three strikes, you're out, you'll go to prison. But if you're a minion of the system, like Rush Limbaugh with all the synthetic heroin pills, Oxycontin and other things, 100 a day, that would kill multiple horses. Such a tolerance he built up that, you know, you're allowed to do whatever you want. And, I mean, Richard Nixon was a drug addict. And so he's basically playing ball because he didn't want to go to prison. And I didn't think much of that, and I saw Flight 93, incredible hoax, enforcing the official fable. And then he comes out with W, which is a resuscitation, a rehabilitation of George W. Bush, his father, the whole stinking system, just legitimizing all the crimes. It's, and there were people crying in the audience, neocons in there, people going, aw, for the president. It was disgusting observing for 2 hours the crowd just sucking up the propaganda. And it's the perfect New World Order shill to have Oliver Stone, supposedly anti-establishment, anti-Republican, come out with this film. Because that's the key propagandist to have, is somebody who's been trusted. And so W is a travesty. W is a horrible misrepresentation of the coincidence theory. You know, A, the president really does run things. There's no power elite behind him. There's no special interest. He meant well. They didn't lie to us. They misunderstood about the WMDs, though it's admitted that they forged Niger documents, yellow cake, aluminum tube documents, paid thousands of members of the press to put out false reports. That's in Congressional Budget Office admits that. Every case of it's illegal, a felony. I mean, if I went on and on, the crimes of this administration, hundreds of visits by gay porn stars and male madams at the White House at all hours of the day and night. None of that in there. He's just a nice family man, a Christian who's an idiot Christian, who's a moron Christian, who really thought he was doing the Lord's work in Iraq. It wasn't about trillions in weapon sales. It wasn't about a domestic police state. And again, spying on people's got to be done to keep us safe. He's like, I want to keep the American people safe. We've got to spy on them to do it. You know, there's WMDs. We know there are. We know there are. Just all lies. You know, they'll show him chewing with his mouth open, but then it's cute and funny. And it's just, I mean, that's about as much as they attack him. And it's kind of cool how he's drunk with his little brother running over trash cans in the front lawn with the car. And they show the earlier fraternity he was in before he was a junior and got tapped for skull and bones. And he's the cool fraternity guy. He knew how to answer all the questions and do it just right. I mean, it is a load of bull. It wasn't Bush being mean and burning people with coat hangers or sticking firecrackers in frogs' butts and blowing them to pieces. Live frogs, live toads. He would stick firecrackers in their behind end and their mouths and blow them to pieces. Same stuff Jeffrey Dahmer did. None of that! Disgusting, Oliver Stone. So now Oliver Stone admits he can have his two hookers a day, his cocaine, his acid, all his liquor. He can just go around frying his brain, and now the CIA-run LAPD, I'll leave him alone. Well, that's just great, Oliver Stone. You've destroyed yourself forever. You've destroyed your name.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
I think I covered all the points. I think I covered just about everything. Bush's family was mean to him. They treated him bad. They didn't believe in him, but he was the underdog who showed them because he was an idiot savant. I've made the idiot savant point. I just hadn't made the point that he's like the underdog and they're all mean to him and never believe in him, but he fights back. I mean, the whole thing is just total and complete propaganda. If there was any doubt that Oliver Stone was a propagandist for the dark side, this ended all that debate. Maybe all that acid and all those drugs. I mean, he admits he takes drugs every day. He brags about it in commentaries on films. They took acid and ecstasy and cocaine and methamphetamine when they made Natural Born Killers, basically the whole time. It's on the extra, them all tripping on the set. And I just think Oliver Stone's brain's fried. I don't even think he really even makes these movies. I think he's got sub-directors. In fact, I've been told that he basically just sits back now because he made Alexander himself, which was unwatchable. I mean, it was like an after-school show or something. I watched like 45 minutes of it and had to turn it off a few years ago. I mean, I never turned movies off. I had to turn it off. And then now these new films come out that are better done, cinematic-wise, and the semantics are better. The whole way it's written is better. Oliver Stone, no doubt, is very talented. You know, Conan the Barbarian is a classic film, very well done. Do not confuse it with the horrible film that Oliver Stone wasn't involved with, Conan the Destroyer, absolutely unwatchable. You know, low budget, ridiculous, stupid. Two totally separate films that Oliver Stone and that Italian director did, Conan the Barbarian. I mean, very talented guy. He wrote and consulted on for De Palma, Scarface, excellent film. But I'm now getting off into film review here. The point is that, the last point is, I may have made it last segment, but I don't remember making it. I was told by people in Hollywood about 2 years ago that he was selling out to a certain extent. Then I had somebody else separate from those guys in Hollywood saying, look, he's got at least three convictions in California for cocaine. He's got other drug convictions around the country. If he gets any more drug convictions or if he doesn't play ball, he's going to go to prison. He's on a bunch of different probations. And so they got him by the hair. And that's it. He's compromised. But you could tell he was selling out with Any Given Sunday. Well, that come out 8-9 years ago. The whole thing is the Knights Templars and the Aztecs and the and it's all the football teams have occultic names. And the whole thing is Illuminati symbolism. And I know people that know Oliver Stone, folks. He knows all about this stuff. And I guess made a conscious decision to sell out to it under threat of duress. I don't know. But I've been told by two separate groups of Hollywood people, high level. You know, the entertainment media system is rife with people claiming, you know, inside high level info. Most of it's baloney. If I tell you something, you can put it in the bank. Gonna have Willie Nelson on tomorrow. He may be on right at the start of the show, but I know he has an appointment or maybe on a little bit later. We'll see. He'll be on the first 2 hours of the show tomorrow scheduled sometime in those first 2 hours. Probably right at the start of the show. If this appointment doesn't go over that he has, that should be interesting. And don't forget, we're going to be streaming live on the internet. My speech, Ventura's speech, Willie's speech, and then Willie's performance. And we're calling it the Peaceful Solution, Peace Revolution event. But it's an all-day thing. There's a bunch of other great bands out there. Jimmy Vaughn's playing with another group, and then I'm told he's going to be playing some with Willie. But that's what I was told. By Willie's people separately. I didn't even ask Willie when I talked to him on the phone a couple days ago about that. So there'll be a lot of surprises at that event. It's the last time. The backyard's been there for something like almost 30 years. And they're moving to a bigger venue because it only holds like 6,000, 7,000 people. They're moving to a bigger one because it was out in the hill country overlooking the hills. Now it's got a big shopping mall around it. It's all built up out there. So they're moving on down the road to a bigger place. I think it holds like 20,000 or something. Willie actually started the backyard with, what's his name, Tim O'Connor. But I'm already digressing. The point is, I need to get all that honed out, honed down with Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo. You guys are on call Saturday night from New Mexico and London and Sheffield because I need you to make sure when we give you the live link to post on the main page that evening, we're going to have two different feeds from the cameras there. Case Murphy's Law knocks one of them out of their problems for everybody with that. Okay, I am done talking about all of that now. I want to give the phone number out, and I want to take your phone calls and cover news in the rest of this hour for all of the next hour. And then in studio, we have Tex Mars joining us in studio for an hour. And then we have Webster Griffin Tarpley on to talk about the election and the things that are heating up there as well in the fourth hour today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Any issue you wish to discuss, we will put you to the front of the line if you disagree. We do not screen your calls. I want to be clear. Your first name, you can make that up. You can say your name is Billy Bomb. Say your name is Turnip Greens. Say your name is Easter Bunny, for all I care. And you can tell us you're calling from Atlantis. You can tell us you're calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I don't care. We do not screen your calls here. 1-800-259-9231. But if you wish to volunteer that you disagree, you go to the head of the line. Because unlike mainstream liberal and conservative fake talk radio, establishment spew, pablum, baby food for the mind, we aren't afraid of people disagreeing with us. Now, that doesn't mean if somebody calls in and asks me why I'm the right-hand man of the Pope, that I'm going to even sit there and entertain it, because I'm not. I'm not even Catholic. Or if somebody calls in and asking me why I'm a reptoid, I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and even entertain it. I'll just laugh at you. All right, there's a lot of news that I have here in front of me that I want to go over, but let's just go ahead and take calls right now. Just the mainstream media is hyping. Joe Biden came out yesterday. The French government came out in the last 2 days. The British government last week. They're all saying in unison, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, is going to strike as soon as Barack Obama is elected, or as soon as he's inaugurated in late January, January 22nd, 23rd of next year, to, quote, test him. Now, why would the Arabs in their right mind, Muslims in their right mind, precipitate a terrorist strike that would bring in more military and more attacks on them? Well, they wouldn't. I mean, that's common sense, and who stands to benefit? Motive. And then you actually look at the evidence, and you know it's fake and made up. It has created real resistance fighters, Shiite, Sunni, Kurd, and others, being occupied for 6+ years, or 5, coming up on 6 years. I don't know, 2003 to 2008. Iraq has been under siege since 1990, so that's almost 18 years. 3 million Iraqis are dead, over 1 million of those in the last 5.5 years of liberation, being liberated from their lives. Another 3 million are refugees. It's a great crime committed in our names. And we are hearing that there is going to be some type of nuclear incident. Remember, U.S. News and World Report and others put out that Dick Cheney was saying we would be nuked before the election in 2004. And I went on air and said, I don't believe that's going to happen, but we have to take this threat very, very seriously, because they could stage something because they're threatening it. And then I got accused of saying that they were sent, that we were going to be nuked, and we weren't. No, I read U.S. News and World Report and other publications that were sent, and Cheney said, we will be nuked. They're not saying that now. They're saying there's a chance it could happen. They could get it. England's saying there's some huge coordinated attack coming, but they can't have any specifics. We know they stage terror events. There are real people who go into fish markets in Japan and stab to death, you know, 6 people yesterday. That's terror right there. It's a crazy person. They're always on Prozac-type drugs. Every case I've seen in Japan. Don't have any guns. They have mass stabbings every few days there. You got a woman, like I said, walks on an Israeli bus, stabs 14 people, killing 5, 6 of them. That's terrorism. Just like a U.S. Apache firing Hellfire missiles into a schoolyard or into a market and killing a couple hundred people. I mean, that's terrorism. If a terrorist knows how to fly a helicopter, went into a military base and hijacked an Apache and loaded it up with Hellfire missiles and flew into a sports stadium and blew up Americans, we'd call it terror. How is it terror when the Israelis or NATO, U.S.-backed forces all over the world, from Serbia to Afghanistan, blow up wedding parties, you name it? Oh, that's collateral damage, and that's funny. Ha, ha, ha. People laugh about it. You know, people go online, and they make videos laughing and giggling, showing videos of children, dogs being killed. And we're so dehumanized that when a family, a woman, a carload of kids gets blown up, and the troops are laughing while they shoot them, that's funny. And YouTube will remove it, saying it's anti-American to post that, that we're anti-troops. But before they remove it, there'll be Marines and Army on there, and you can link back to their own YouTube and MySpace accounts they link to, and it'll be them in uniform laughing. Going, you know, hell yeah, let's kill some of these people. They're all a bunch of animals. Now, that's a minority of the troops, but they're the ones that get promoted. Remember Private Gruckheimer in the Ithaca Times? 2002, he comes home, he says, yeah, my tour in Afghanistan, we just go in every village and just kill every man, woman, and child, including babies. And then Fox News put the head of the Afghan operation, a general, on TV saying, well, let's clarify. We only kill everybody in certain villages that we consider hostile. They go into every tent. So even the clarification admitted that. So let's not lie and say that we are the good guys by saying, no, this isn't our government. No, we have fraudulent voting machines. We have a dictatorship of NORTHCOM, the military-industrial complex, which is now admitted. Then we can get that guilt, at least partially. We let it come to this, but get it off of us internationally into the world to ourselves and say, we're not part of this, not in our name. And then we can truly redeem ourselves by going out and resisting it and speaking out against it and saying no to it. It's that simple. But I'm going to get to this later. They're busy fear-mongering everywhere that terrorists are about to attack any minute. Give up all of your rights. And Obama, there's going to be an attack in Europe of the U.S., and then he'll be strong and blow the enemy to pieces, and then you'll have all the neocons suddenly say, I like him. I guess he ain't a Muslim. I guess he's all right. Yeah, he's going into another country. I like it. I like it. They can sit back and watch their TV and drink liquor and feel powerful. I've talked to liquor store owners I know, and every time there's a war, record amounts of liquor are sold for weeks. Just men feeling manly through the war, just sit back and get drunk every day, going, oh, just watching the military news and feeling all manly, and oh, yeah. So disgusting. It's such an abomination, such a aberrant behavior, degenerate. That's true degeneracy. I mean, you know, having sex with 100 sex partners a year, that's unhealthy, it's dangerous. And so you can call it degenerate. We're not supposed to behave like that. But I don't even particularly judge those people or hate them. I mean, I can understand how they could want to do it. But what true degeneracy is loving death, loving destruction, laughing at dead Iraqi children. And the public has been so dehumanized themselves, their souls have been so blackened and hardened, their hearts, that they'll cry over a dead puppy being shot by Marines, and they'll be outraged, but they will just love dead Iraqi children. And Rush Limbaugh will say, oh, they're just blowing off steam and having a good time at Abu Ghraib. That's a quote, by the way. Haven't you ever wanted to have some fun? Blow off some steam. All right, let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, after that, you said so many important things there about the calluses of these armchair warmongers that I almost feel ashamed in not bringing this up. But I think periodically I stifle myself. But how much I think you're doing a great job on the 9/11 truth issues, on the police state, on exposing the lies behind these wars and the dehumanization of killing people in countries around the world. But I do have to say that I think now that we're in this situation of a move towards depression, that we do have to see some real alternatives that don't have to be demonized, because if we do that, we're going to
Hey, John, there's not going to be a real socialist solution. And again, I'm against having helicopters dump money out on people because down the road it'll just devalue the currency.
Absolutely.
But let me stop. I am for that before we just give it to international banks who are then going to use it to buy up what's left of our economy.
Absolutely. It has nothing to do with socialism. It's fascism. It's the exact opposite. But all I'm
that is what Ron Paul and every other real economist has said on this. This is fascism. The media keeps calling it socialism. It is not socialism.
It is not socialism. But the problem with the libertarian idea, and I would ask people to get Google up Mr. Anonymous, the not-so-spontaneous libertarian. Mr. Anonymous, the not-so-spontaneous libertarian, because I think that this libertarianism around much of what is on GCN, the so-called conservative movement, is really the most establishment line of all, to a cold-hearted elimination of even the slightest safety net that people over the decades have forced on this government.
Hey, John, communism doesn't work. Look at what... Look. I'm going to come back to you and let you finish up on the other side, and we'll talk to Gavin, and many others. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including
call waiting, caller ID,
and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Welcome back. Had Frank Caliendo, one of the most popular comedians in the United States, on the first 12 minutes of the show. Tex Mars is going to be on in about an hour and 5 minutes in studio with us. And then Webster Tarpley. All right, we're going back to John, then Gavin, Rourke, Steve, Dan, and others. John, finish up your point.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't finish it up in a couple minutes, but I would say that I would hope that we could get, for instance, some kind of a shortwave station like GCN that emphasizes a socialist perspective just for consideration.
We are not just a shortwave station, sir.
Well, I understand, but I'm just saying that if they would have equal access, they certainly don't. We've been marinated for generations with falsifications, distortions by all the enemies of various varieties of socialism. People don't even know what it is. I listened to Jack McClan last week, and he calls Brzezinski the number one anti-communist, anti-Soviet, rabid fanatic in the world, the top communist and the top socialist in this country. With that kind of
hold on, Jack McLam, Brzezinski kind of claims he's anti-Soviet, but in truth, he did support Pol Pot.
Well, he supported Pol Pot, and Pol Pot was anti-communist. The point I'm making is he's been a rabid anti-Soviet and anti-communist with this kind of incredible delusional and hallucinations about what who is a communist and who isn't. There's no way that you can make any kind of a judgment. All I'm saying is that if we would have something like workers.org or WSWS.org regularly or having their own channels of communication, I think people would begin to see that.
Yeah, but the socialists, you know, if they don't have big foundation money, they don't know how to go out, I guess, and get sponsors and actually be like the evil free market people. Look, this John, this is not a free market that we have with private banks issuing and controlling the currency and using government to go and basically shut down banks and brokerage houses that they don't control and using government to pipe the people's money to it. That's what I always say. Every time you get a big government, you get a tiny group, whether it's communism, fascism, doesn't matter, that uses those levers to consolidate control. That's human nature.
It's not human nature, and it's not a function of government. It's a function of capitalism. That is the inevitable result of the sharks of capitalism eating the smaller sharks over
the
decades.
The answer is decentralization, local government, and true freedom, my friend.
Well, decentralization is really a trick when you have the monopoly control.
A really big government is what has allowed, and fraudulent government is what allowed the banks to do this.
All I'm saying is in a real world where the monopoly credit is controlled by Wall Street on a global basis, decentralization and the idea that you're going to have more power is going to absolutely trap you into being totally
I'm talking
dependent.
Real world here. Look at how the left has helped build up the structure for world government. And now, you know, the banks always financed it, and they always financed the socialists at the UN.
Well, that's
Hold on. And now, well, you make your point. And now they're using that to set up world government of and for and by the crony robber barons. I don't even call them capitalists.
Reality. If you just look at the 50 years terrorism we've imposed against Cuba, the invasions, the use of germ warfare, the assassination attempts, Operation Northwood, the murder of Americans to frame them up and to say that we brought them to power. I mean, it's delusional. And this kind of a Birchite attitude, I think.
It's not delusional that the military-industrial complex builds enemies and then and then has wars with them.
Well, from the very beginning, they had this attempt to assassinate.
Well, let's get something straight. I didn't learn what I know from the John Birch Society. I learned it from reading globalist documents and from going to college here locally and hearing the propaganda. Okay, so, let's be straight about that. The Birchers don't even think 9/11 was an inside job. But thank you, John. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.